Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Actually, I am making this radio broadcast on May 23rd, and we have just finished our Wednesday prayer here. I do wish you would go back to the archives, the radio archives, and listen to what we said yesterday on the 29th, and then you would go back into our archives of our Wednesday prayers on the 16th of May and the 23rd of May, because we talked about time, and we talked about redeeming it. Time is so precious. The other night, I was waked up in the middle of the night, and I wrote it down, lest I forget it. I saw these letters, capital Z, capital M, capital N, and that spells Zman in Hebrew. It would have been spelled, of course, Tzadi Mem Nun, but it was written in the English letters. And then I heard this, and I wrote it down. Your most precious commodity is time. Every period of time allotted me will be rewarded throughout eternity. Of course, God is the God of eternity. I was once told that he measured out a period of time, he measured out a piece of eternity and called it time to deal in his relations with man. And last, as you're listening to this, it's going to be the 30th of May. So the 27th of May was last Sunday. Now, as I'm making this on the 23rd, next Sunday will be the 27th. Kind of confusing, huh? But the 27th of May was a very special day. And it is on the Hebrew calendar called Shavuot. That's the plural for weeks. But on the Christian calendar, it's Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday. Now, it doesn't always come on the same day. But it did come on the same day, the 27th of May, that the Jews were celebrating Shavuot and the Christians are celebrating Pentecost on exactly the same day. This is a very important day. And God, when he brought them out of Egypt, and here we have in Branson a wonderful show that you must get up here and see, Joseph. And when he brought them out of Egypt, they had the Passover meal. And that was when they slayed the little lamb, you know, and they put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel, and the death angel passed over their houses. But they also had a meal, a covenant meal that went along with that. And as they did the covenant meal, then they came out into the plan of God. And they literally were told by God to come to a mountain. God told Moses, bring them out to me at a mountain, at a certain mountain. And they came out to that mountain, and it was Mount Sinai. And there God met with them at that mountain, and amazing things happened at that mountain. As they came there, they came to Mount Sinai. In Exodus chapter 19, I'm reading to you from the Hebrew translation, the Stone translation, Humash. In the third month from the Exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt, on this day they arrived at the wilderness of Sinai. They journeyed and they camped around the mountain. Moses ascended to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, so shall you say to the house of Jacob and relate to the children of Israel. I'm reading from the Humash. The climax of the Exodus is now at hand. God had answered Moses' early doubts about the worthiness of Israel to be redeemed by telling him that they should prove themselves through their readiness to serve God at this mountain, Exodus 3:12. The nation knew that its moment of fulfillment would be at Sinai. The nation knew that it had arrived at its destiny. In the third month, this took place on the first day of Sivan, in the third month from the Exodus. How do the Jews know exactly? The Bible tells them. Certain day they did this, certain day they did that, certain day they did this, certain day they did that. Now we're going to come over to the 10th verse. The Lord said to Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their clothing. Let them be prepared for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord shall descend in the sight of the entire people on Mount Sinai. You shall set boundaries for the people round about. Be prepared after a three-day period. In a three-day period, they had to prepare. On the third day, when it was morning, there was thunder and lightning and a heavy cloud on the mountain. And the sound of the shofar was very powerful. And the entire people that was in the camp shuddered. Moses brought the people forth from the camp toward God, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain. All of Mount Sinai was smoking, because the Lord had descended upon it in the fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of the furnace, and the entire mountain shuddered exceedingly. The sound of the shofar grew continually much stronger. Moses would speak, and God would respond to him with a voice. The Lord descended upon Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. Hashem said to Moses, and in chapter 20 it says, God spoke all these statements, saying, I am Jehovah your God, who has taken you out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. You shall not recognize the gods of others in my presence. The way we say that when we do the Ten Commandments is, you shall have no other gods before me. But what it means is, in the presence of God, you don't mention the name of another god. So that's why it's not right to have prayers to Allah in the same place where we're having a prayer to Jehovah God. And that's the first commandment. And he gave him there the beginning. God gives to Moses the beginning of his written word of God. And it begins with the Ten Commandments. Of course, it's going to grow into the whole Torah, the whole first five books of Moses, and then into the whole word of God. It's going to continue coming on down. But this is the day on Mount Sinai when they received from God the written word of God. In the Leviticus chapter 23, God gives us his calendar of redemption, the sacred calendar of the history of redemption. It foretells and sets forth his great plan of redemption. It is the great calendar of prophecy, the numerical Bible calls it. And so we see it outlined for us in Leviticus 23. And it says in verse 4, there are certain days that God has circled on his calendar. In Leviticus 23:24, these are the moeds, or the circled dates of the Lord. King James translates it's feast, but it's really the Hebrew word moed, and it means an appointed time in an appointed place. These are the appointed times of the Lord, which you shall proclaim in their appointed times. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. And so they celebrated then the Passover, and it was to be celebrated every single year. And after the Passover, at the end of 7 days, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread comes at the same time of Passover, and at the end of that, they take a sheaf, this is verse 10, of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and you wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. Well, this happened with our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the fulfillment. He was the Passover lamb. He is the Passover lamb resurrected, but he is resurrected. And when they waved that sheaf, it stood for him, him being raised from the dead as the first fruits of resurrection. Colossians 1:18 and Revelation 1:5 will tell you that. And so after this, in verse 15, you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. You start counting. They could call it the Omer counting. And you count from the very last of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You count the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. And you count 7 sevens. A week is 7. 7 Shabbats. So they call this the feast of the next feast they come to. They're going to call it Shavuot, or weeks. And it says in Leviticus 23, you shall count, verse 16, unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. So after Passover, they literally had a Passover, and then they counted 50 days. And the next feast date that they're going to have is what they call weeks. and it's going to be the harvest time of the wheat. Passover was the harvest time of the barley. And then you're going to celebrate this date. We're going to go now to Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, we see our Lord Jesus Christ preparing to rise off the earth and ascend to the Father. He has been with his disciples 40 days from the resurrection. And it just so happens these are 40 days during the time of the counting. He arose, he was the Passover lamb, he is the sheaf that was waved before. And so then he has walked with them 40 days. They go out to the Mount of Olives, and he commands them, Acts chapter 1, verse 4, "You wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me." The promise of the Father is the Holy Ghost. "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence." Verse 8, "You shall receive power, dunamis, after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the othermost part of the earth." They watched him ascend in a cloud. They went back then to the upper room where they had had the Passover, and they waited there. We don't know exactly how long, but they were waiting for the next circle date on the calendar. They are waiting for the feast, we call it the Feast of Pentecost, Shavuot. And chapter 2, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." They waited for that next day. And that next day is the same day that the Jews celebrate Shavuot after they've counted 50 days. And that is the time when on the mountain God met them and he gave them the written word. So the written word came on exactly the same calendar date that the Holy Spirit was poured out. For they were in Jerusalem and they were all there to celebrate receiving the written word. Can you imagine living before God's written word was in the earth? So the word came and then the Spirit came on exactly the same day. On the same day that they received that word at Mount Sinai, Israel became a nation. On the same day that the church received the Holy Spirit, the church was born. The Spirit and the Word came on the same day. God is precise. He is precise in his dealings with man in time. We would love to have you come and celebrate with us that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We're going to go in great detail. We're going to have it here on Prayer Mountain. This will be the 12th through the 15th of June. We have about 40 places left. We're going to have Joe Jordan. We're going to have Ron Smith. And the Lord is calling us to the study of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be there too. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 to enroll. This is Billy Brim. Shalom.